This is the Sakar Murli of 16th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this is the confluence age in which you become most elevated. Therefore, don't commit any sin in this age. Question. What is the greatest charity that you children perform at the confluence age? Answer. You completely surrender yourselves to the Father, that is, you completely sacrifice yourselves. This is the greatest act of charity. You are now ending your attachment. You are making effort to forget your children, homes, and families. This is your vow. When you die, the world is dead for you. You are now becoming liberated from vicious relationships. Song. Why should the moth not burn and sacrifice itself to the flame? Om Shanti. All of that praise is of the Father on the path of devotion. The praise is sung by the moths to the flame. Since the Father has come, why should you not belong to Him while you are alive? To die alive is to be adopted. Previously, you belonged to the devilish families, and you now belong to God's family. God has come and adopted you while you are alive. This is then referred to as seeking refuge. They sing, "I come and seek refuge with you." Only when He comes and shows His power and splendor can you attain refuge with God. Only He is the Almighty Authority. He truly does have the power to attract. He makes you renounce everything. Those who truly become sons and daughters of the Father are fed up with devilish relationships. They ask, "Baba, when will these relationships break?" All of those old relationships have to be forgotten here. When a soul separates from his body, all bondages finish. You know that at this time there is to be death for everyone. All of those bondages are vicious. You children now want to have viceless relationships. You had viceless relationships, then vicious relationships, and you will again have viceless relationships. These things are not in the intellect of anyone else. You children know that you are making effort to become free from devilish bondages. You have yoga with the One Father. On one side is Ravan, and on this side is Rama. The world doesn't know of these things. They say that they want the kingdom of Rama, but no one understands that this whole world is in the kingdom of Ravan. There used to be purity, peace and happiness in the kingdom of Rama. It doesn't exist now. However, they don't experience what they talk about. It is remembered that all souls are Sitas. It is not a question of one Sita, or one Arjuna, or one Draupadi. This is a matter of all of you. The example given is of just one. All of you are like Arjuna. You say that Arjuna is the lucky chariot. The Father says, "I take the chariot of this ordinary old body." They have then shown a horse chariot in the pictures. That is called ignorance. You children understand that all those scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. No one can understand these things until they take the 7 days course. Devotion is separate. They speak of knowledge, devotion, and disinterest. In fact, the disinterest of the sannyasis is not real because they go into the forests and then return to live in cities where they build big houses, etc. They simply say that they have left their homes and families. You have disinterest in this whole of the old world. This is something real. Theirs is limited. This is why that is called Hatha Yoga, limited disinterest. You children know that this old world is now to end, and therefore you must definitely have disinterest in it. The intellect also says, when a new house has been built, the old one is demolished. You know preparations are now being made. The confluence age will definitely come after the Iron Age. This is called the most elevated age. There is also the most elevated month of charity. Your age is the most elevated age. They make donations and perform charity in the month of charity. You sacrifice everything in this most auspicious confluence age. You know that the whole of this world is to be sacrificed. Therefore, why should we not sacrifice ourselves before the whole world is sacrificed? You will receive so much charity from that. That is a limited month of charity, whereas this is a matter of the unlimited. People listen to many religious stories and hold fasts, etc., in the month of charity. You observe a very big fast. Although you have homes, children and families, you have removed your attachment to them from your hearts. When you die, the world is dead for you. You know that all of this is to finish. We now belong to the Father in order to become the most elevated. Out of all human beings, Lakshmi and Narayan, in front of you here, are the most elevated. There cannot be any human beings more elevated than Lakshmi and Narayan. They were the masters of the world. You have come here to become the most elevated beings like them. All human beings receive salvation. When human souls become the most elevated beings, their residences also have to be the highest, just as the president has the highest status and is given the president's house, Rashtrapati Bhavan, government house, to live in. That is such a grand building with huge, beautiful gardens, etc. This applies here. You are the ones who know the kingdom of Rama. When you become the most elevated beings of the Golden Age, the elevated beings of the Iron Age will then no longer remain. You are making effort to become Golden Aged elevated beings. You know what your palaces will be like. Tomorrow there will be the kingdom of Rama. You will be the most elevated beings in the kingdom of Rama. You issue a challenge, saying that you will change the kingdom of Ravan and establish the kingdom of Rama. Now that you have issued this challenge, you have to help one another become the most elevated for your future 21 births. The praise sung of the deities is full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. Those whose supreme religion is that of non-violence. You know this. No one else knows this. You will become the most elevated beings in your next birth, and no one of this kingdom of Ravan will then remain. You now have all of this knowledge. The kingdom of Ravan is now coming to an end. Nowadays there is no guarantee of anything, even of time. There can be sudden, untimely death. Or if there is any enmity, you could easily be killed by someone. No one can kill you. You are eternally the most elevated beings. Everything here in the kingdom of Ravan is perishable. people don't know about your deity kingdom. You know that you are establishing your deity sovereignty by following Srimad. Those who are worshipped must definitely have departed after carrying out good tasks. You know this. Look how much Jagadamba is worshipped. She is the goddess of knowledge. You daughters of Jagadamba are becoming goddesses of knowledge and princesses. Who is the more elevated of the two? People go to the goddess of knowledge and speak of many types of desire. They ask for many things. There is a lot of difference between the Jagadamba temple and that of Lakshmi and Narayan. The Jagadamba temple is very small. People like to see huge crowds, even in small places. There are also many crowds at the Srinath temple. They sometimes even hit people with a laundry stick to move them forward. The Kali temple in Calcutta is so small, and they have so much oil and water everywhere there. You have to go in there very carefully. There are always crowds there. The Lakshmi and Narayan temple is very big. Why is the Jagadamba temple so small? She is poor, and so the temple portrays poverty. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, are wealthy. There are never any gatherings, melas, at their temples. There are many gatherings at the Jagadamba temple. Many people from abroad go there to see it. There is also the Mahalakshmi temple. Only you know that Lakshmi and Narayan are included in that. People only ask them for wealth because they became wealthy. Here you have the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. They go to Lakshmi for wealth, but they go to Jagadamba to have all their other desires fulfilled. You are the children of Jagadamba. You fulfill everyone's desires for 21 births. All your desires for 21 births are being fulfilled with just one great mantra. All other mantras that people give have no meaning to them. The Father explains why he gives you this mantra. It is because you are impure. Only when you constantly remember him alone will you become pure. No one except the Father can say this to souls. This proves that only the one Father teaches this easy Raja Yoga. He alone gives you the mantra. He also gave you the mantra 5,000 years ago. You have now remembered this. You are now sitting personally in front of him. Christ has been and gone, and so people continue to read his Bible. What did he do when he came? He established a religion. You know what Shiv Baba did when he was here, and what Sri Krishna did when he was here. Sri Krishna was a prince of the Golden Age, and he became Narayan, and then continued to take rebirth. It is because Shiv Baba also did something when he was here that he is worshipped so much. You now know that he taught you Raja Yoga. He made Bharat into heaven, but he himself didn't become the number one master of it. It was Sri Krishna who became that. You now understand that he definitely taught the Sri Krishna soul. You, the dynasty of Sri Krishna, are sitting here. The king and queen are like the mother and father, the providers. In Rajasthan too, a king is said to be the provider of food. There is so much respect for kings. In earlier days, all complaints would be made to the kings when they held court. If anyone had made a mistake, he would regret it a lot. Nowadays, there are many jailbirds. They continue to go to jail again and again. You children don't have to go into the jail of a womb. You have to go into the palace of a womb. Therefore, you have to remember the Father so that your sins can be absolved and you won't then go into the jail of a womb. There is no sin committed there. Everyone stays in the palace of a womb. It is just because some made less effort that they attain a low status. Those who claim a high status also have a lot of happiness. Here, a governor or a president, etc., is appointed for only 5 years. You can explain that Bharat alone was the divine land of kings, Rajasthan. There is no longer the land of kings, nor any kings or queens. Previously, anyone who gave money to the government would be able to receive a title of emperor or empress. Here, this is your study. Those kings and queens are not created by their studying. You have an aim and objective. You become the emperors and empresses of the world, not just kings and queens, through this study. The title of kings and queens began in the Silver Age. You are now becoming gods and goddesses of this knowledge, and you will then become princes and princesses. Who will make you this? God. How? With Raja Yoga and this knowledge. Remember the Father in order to attain a kingdom. The Father is making you into the masters of heaven. This is very easy. It is only God, the Father, who establishes heaven. He does not establish heaven in heaven. They definitely receive their status at the confluence age, which is why this is called the beautiful, benevolent confluence age. The Father brings so much benefit to you children that he makes you into the masters of heaven. They say that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates a new world. However, no one knows who rules that world. You understand what the kingdom of Rama is. They have given the kingdom of Rama a duration of hundreds of thousands of years. They have given the Iron Age a duration of 40,000 years. The Father says, I only come at the confluence age. I come and establish the land of Vishnu through Brahma. This is also the story of the true Narayan. In the Golden Age, you become Lakshmi and Narayan, full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete, etc. Then the degrees continue to decrease. When establishment has taken place, it is called a new tree. When a new building is built, it is called new. When you go into the Golden Age, it will be called a new kingdom, and the degrees will then decrease. Establishment takes place here. These wonderful things are not in anyone else's intellect. The Father has explained that this is the age for all souls to become the most elevated of all. Liberation in life is said to be the most elevated status. It is not said that a life of bondage is an elevated stage. At this time, all are in a life of bondage. The Father comes and makes everyone liberated in life. You will remain liberated in life for half a cycle and then become bound in a life of bondage. You understand this. What is your vow and discipline? Baba came and made you observe a fast. It is not a question of a fast of food and drink. Do everything, but just remember the one Father and become pure. Generally, in the auspicious month of charity, many people remain pure. In fact, it is respect for this most elevated age. Therefore, you should have so much happiness and intoxication. You must now no longer perform any sinful actions, because you are becoming the most elevated beings. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become liberated in life in this most auspicious age, perform charitable actions. Definitely become pure. While having a home and family, remove any attachment to them from your heart. 2. Follow Srimat and establish the deity kingdom with your body, mind and wealth. Serve to make everyone into the most elevated beings. Blessing. May you be a constant yogi and make yourself an easy yogi by cooperating with the Father. To cooperate with the Father at the confluence age is the way to become an easy yogi. Those whose every thought, word and action are in cooperation with the Father for his task of establishing the kingdom are said to be knowledgeful. They are yogi souls and true servers. If not with your mind, then with your body, and if not with your body, then with your wealth, and if not with your wealth, then cooperate in whatever way you can, for this too is yoga. Since you belong to the Father, it is just you and the Father, and no third person. In this way, you will become a constant yogi. Slogan: to tolerate, that is, to die at the confluence age, is to claim the kingdom of heaven. Aviact signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. According to the time, whatever karmic accounts remain of your mind, your relationships and connections, burn them with volcanic remembrance. Bapdada has passed you in the subject of love, but now let that love become like a fire. The fire burning in the world of corruption and violence will finish in the fire of yoga through the volcanic remembrance of you children. Om Shanti.